T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Congratulations to Misty Shope. She was the lucky fifth caller. And then I forgot during this last break to tell you to call in now to win a bunch of cool peanut butter. Great products from one of my favorite peanut butters producers, Be Nutty. That's a little B, capital N-U-T-T-Y. It's National Peanut Butter Day yesterday, and they've offered a 10-pack sample package to anybody that calls in right now. Caller number 5, call now, 316-869-1330. Get a bunch of really cool, crafty peanut butters. Now, joining me now is Steve Peck. He's the big cheese winemaker at J. Lohr in Paso, and he's a magnificent guy and a great guy for blending wine. You can see him at BlendFest. I look forward to doing that. And I just poured a magnificent cup, a tasting vessel of pure Paso. Steve Peck, welcome to the program.
How are you, Guy? Thanks for the flattering introduction.
Well, I can tell you, the only thing to make it better, if we were sitting there in that tasting room or back in the room where we did the blending seminar several years ago, looking out over the vineyards in Paso.
Yeah, we got it pretty good. It's just Paso Robles is such a beautiful place to live and work, so I can't complain about that.
Well, now that I have you, I'm going to two things. I'm going to call you after the show because I want to see if you're going to be around a couple days before BlendFest, because we're going to be in the heart there, and I want to bring my brother up to J. Lohr. He's never been. We're doing several different wineries before we head to the coast, so I'll call you. And then I want to tell you congratulations for 93 points from the wine enthusiasts for Pure Paso.
Yeah, it's a wonderful way to start off, you know, the first vintage of Pure Paso. We released it just back in August, and we hadn't released a new wine from J. Lohr in 8 years, believe it or not. It just kind of speaks to the integrity of J. Lohr. We're really a wine growing company. And we're not just simply a marketing company coming out with new products, every few months or every year. So the family, the Lohr family, and our winemaking department, we really were thoughtful about what we wanted to introduce. And Pure Paso has been a real big hit for us over the last, 4 or 5 months since it's been in the market.
Well, before we talk about that wine, I want to touch on a couple other wines that are available here at Jacob Liquor Exchange that I think, again, point to you as you and the staff as being master blenders. The Bordeaux varieties that you put together in some of the special cuvées, Cuvée Palme, Cuvée Saint-Yves, and Cuvée Pau, all of these to show what we can do with Paso fruit that, in my mind, beats what you can buy for much more money from Bordeaux.
Well, yeah, that's really true, The Lohr family, we really are that wine growing model. So when we price our wines, it's based on what it costs Jerry Lohr, our founder, to, buy the land, plant the vineyard, grow the grapes, et cetera, on through the winemaking process with a little fair profit in the end. So, particularly when you get into those higher tier wines, our value quotient, if you will, in terms of the quality of the wines in the bottle relative to, some of the comparable prices you might pay for a similar wine is pretty favorable to the wine drinker themselves,
Yeah, everything that is on the shelf at Jacob Liquor Exchange, one of my best sponsors, it provides just what you said, the perfect, varietally correct opportunity to taste great wines that don't break the bank, and you got to love that. I've been using Los Osos Merlot in my wine classes, including the one coming up February 3rd, as a great example of what can be produced in Paso. So now, with that being said,
did you know that Los Osos Merlot is a blend itself? We put about 16% Malbec in that blend every year, and it really sets off the fruit signature.
Oh yeah. So, well, yeah. I love the way. I want to say this diplomatically. Previous vintages, I haven't had the current release yet. That's one I just bought for the class, but I use as a great example of what American oak smells like and tastes like.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
What fun. But let's talk about Pure Paso. I've been sitting here swirling and sniffing. This is a high-end wine without a break-the-bank price tag. And it's available. Obviously, if we got it here, it must be in pretty good supply. Tell us a little bit about where the fruit comes from and how this wine is made.
Yeah, so we planted Cabernet in a part of Paso Robles in a cooler part in the Templeton Gap Strip towards the end. The coolest parts closest in the Templeton Gap, closest to the ocean, are ideal for growing even Pinot Noir. Then as you move inland a little bit, Grenache and Syrah really light up. And just a little further on, there's this area called El Pomar where Merlot has always been the very best. That's where our Los Osos is grown. We took a little leap of faith and planted 200 acres of Cabernet Sauvignon there in this cooler part of town. And with our kind of expertise in grape growing, kind of low vigor farming, smaller vines with lighter crop loads, we were able to get Cabernet Sauvignon ripe in that area, and that's the basis of the Pure Paso is some, I guess, what you call kind of cool climate Cabernet Sauvignon that has a really nice sort of savory element to it. And of course, you know that I'll let you kind of lead me. Into the blending varieties that build on that Cabernet Sauvignon base.
It's not hard to do. You touched on it. It's 70.5% Cabernet, 26.5% Petite Syrah, 2% Merlot, and 0.5% of Petite Verdot, 0.5% of Malbec. And I will never forget when we were blending with our beakers and our pipes and putting little, and this was back during Cabs of Distinction, And several people in my media group said, what's 0.5% or 1% going to do to a wine? And that was one of the issues of that vintage that we were blending. And you said, what do y'all think? Let's put in 1% of Petit Verdot. And everybody went, oh, my God, 1% makes a huge difference.
Yeah, well, certainly for a winemaker who's around this every day, it's enormous. But I think even the average wine aficionado will start picking things up at that 1% and 2% level. It's really remarkable. You wouldn't think that to be the case. The real significant element of Pure Paso is this sort of dichotomy of flavors between the savory elements of the Cabernet Sauvignon, which is 70%, and the Petite Syrah, which is about 26%, as you said, that has this real blackberry, overripe character, just unctuous blackberry. Again, overlaid with this sort of almost opposite characteristic of sort of fresh, savory Cabernet Sauvignon, herby Cabernet Sauvignon. So you kind of get this duality of flavor in Pure Paso, and we've just been really pleased with that wine. And of course, the 2018 vintage is still in barrels now, but we're looking forward to putting that blend together in the springtime. So,
man. You're talking and I'm sniffing and sipping. I had to pour myself another half an ounce or so to keep the fun going. You did some interesting things, and I got to throw a little sidelight in here. I tell people in my wine class all the time, Steve, that if you want to, you don't need to take a wine class. You need to apply yourself, and you can do it by simply printing out a text sheet from most any wine that you drink. And your guys' text sheets are the best in the industry with every detail that you could want to know about the process, about the chemistry, pretty cool stuff. 18 months in French and American oak. I love the idea that you put a huge 20-ton stainless steel fermenters for control of the initial fermentation, but a peak fermentation temperature of 92, I guess that's why it is so deep, dark purple.
Yeah, you know, I learned from – I was lucky enough to start my career at Joseph Phelps Vineyards. It was the first year that Craig Williams was the head winemaker there back in 1983.
Wow.
And I really – I think a lot of industry people of my generation really looked to Craig and Joseph Phelps in the 80s and early 90s, really setting themselves apart from the rest of the Napa Valley with Insignia. And that was, you know, kind of one of the closely held secrets of the day, was getting a nice hot fermentation early in the game, you know. And today, you know, the average young, you know, 20-something young winemaker knows this. But I guarantee you, you know, in the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s, that really wasn't the case. It was kind of a, you know, kind of an insider's trick. And we've been sort of using that technique for quite some time for really perfecting what we sort of tease out of the grapes during that fermentation process.
Oh, man, it's just so rich. And I guess I'm also not surprised that the tannins are soft and fine. You don't get that overly mouth-drying finish, and while I think this would hold up for several years, many years, I don't know if I had a case if I could keep it around for much longer. The wine is the wine is called Pure Paso from J. Lohr. It's a proprietary red blend, and it's put together by my guest, Steve Peck. It's the 2017 vintage, and it is on the shelf at Jacob Liquor. Boy, Steve, I can't wait to see you. I am going to call you sometime here this week before we head out to Paso and see if you're going to be around a few days prior to Blend Fest. Hopefully we can come up for a visit.
Okay, look forward to seeing you when you get here.
Thanks a lot, guys. Brother. Have a great week and a great weekend.
All right, thanks to you. Bye-bye.
See ya. $27 is the retail cost of this wine on the website. I think it's a little less than that at Jacob Liquor Exchange. This is a $50 bottle of wine, if there ever was one, when it comes to value, flavor, texture, and pure wine enjoyment. It's Pure Paso 2017. Have a great weekend. See you right here next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.